Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. This episode of the Downtown Lowdown is powered by the Tip City Foundation, investing in what makes our community thrive. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Welcome to today's episode of the Downtown Lowdown. How are you doing today, Greg?
It's cold.
Yeah, we've been saying that a lot lately.
It's negative five.
I'll get over it.
Says it feels like a negative five, and I saw that, and I just went back to bed. I didn't even get up. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Well, I'm glad you came today. We have some special guests in the studio.
I'm so excited about this project. I really am. I'm very excited to talk to these people.
I am too. Well, let's start it off with introducing Mrs. Combs from the Tippecanoe Middle School.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Do you want to share who you brought with you today?
Yes. I brought two of our graphic design students. I have Michaela Utz and Bryce Westfall, both eighth graders at TMS.
That's amazing. Thank you, ladies, for coming today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So last May, our promotions committee was just trying to think of some different ways where we could really get the school and the students more involved in downtown and the Downtown Tip City Partnership. And we're so thankful that we have Liz Robbins on our promotions committee. And she immediately suggested that we reach out to Mrs. Combs to see if, you know, the students would like to be involved in creating a sticker, because we at the partnership decided that we wanted a Tip City sticker. I go to so many different communities, and, you know, when we go there, they pass out goodie bags, and stickers are fun. Everybody loves stickers. There's stickers on water bottles. Where do you guys put your stickers on?
Like my water bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
And like computers.
Yes. So we reached out to the middle school to design us some stickers for those uses. I know you guys had a fun process, and we started this in May. Would you share with our listeners just kind of what that looked like?
Yeah, absolutely. Our class is fairly new to TMS. We started graphic design when I came on the team last year, and we wrote a grant for we had about 35 iPads and a Procreate app, which is a professional app that lots of graphic designers use day to day. And so I wanted the kids to be able to experience that. And so the Tip City Endowment and the Miami County Foundation both came alongside of us, granting us, you know, almost $10,000 worth of technology. And we are very grateful for that. The kids are getting real world experience
by using that.
And then they are able to partner with different organizations. Obviously, Downtown Tip City has been a great partner for us. We're looking at other organizations around Miami County so we can continue to expand our impact and that real world learning experience. I think the kids are finding out what careers are out there is huge for them. I know when I was a kid, it was like teachers, nurses, doctors.
Yeah.
And like that's what you knew. And so for them to know that hands-on experience and talking to professionals out in their own community is huge. So yeah, that's a big focus of ours at TMS.
Oh, I will tell you that we love it at the Downtown Tip City Partnership that more people are getting involved in graphic design. Our workload is very heavy, but there is something that I always wish that I had, and that's more people to help with graphic design, because we design so many things that go out to the public, and it's a lot of work for one person. I mean, it's a lot of work for an entire committee. So the more people that can get involved, the better.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, obviously today is technology heavy. There's so many free outlets with Canva. That's how we start our class, because it's something that kids already kind of know. Mm-hmm. And then they learn how to interface with Procreate with that, and then they branch out and use it for their fine art when they do our high school art level class that they can take in eighth grade. So they're learning that basic graphic design skill that they can expand on, whether they go to CTC in the future, or we have a field trip actually next week to go to the Modern College of Design so they can see what college looks like if they want to continue in this path.
Wow. So would you guys mind talking a little bit about what the design process was like for you guys working on these stickers?
Sure. For me, at least, we made a list of things that describe Tip City, like words that were, I don't know how to put it, but like how they describe Tip City in a way where like the past, the future, and the present. So like community and words like that. So I use those words to create my design and like base it around that.
Okay.
Yeah, I did like the same. Those words like really helped us to like know what like our designs like should look like.
So what words did you guys use? I'd love to know.
They focused a lot on tradition, family, recreation. A lot of them had bicycles because that's a big deal for some of the families. Just the community building, the Red Devil Way, Tip Proud, those kind of things. So it was more about the tradition. I think Tip is always big on that. So they focused really heavy on that.
That's great.
And future growth.
I don't know a lot about the start of this project, but was there a creative brief or anything like that where you were like, here are the
yes
requirements? Because I know in business, that is such a huge deal. Mm-hmm. We do work for Hickory River, and they do their own ads. And then we do work for other companies, and they require us to create the ads for them. And so that creative brief that's coming from the client is such an important part of this design process. Yeah.
So at the start, Tasha came over and met with a handful of students. They were able to ask her questions about what she was hoping for from us and get that hands-on experience again. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. And find out exactly what kind of color schemes, how many colors, what kind of imagery we wanted, what size we wanted. And so the kids were able to see that on our brief that I put up on the board every day, and they can go from there. And then we brainstormed as teams to get those words that are most important to Tip City and places that were important to Tip City. And then they took all of that and just kind of ran with it. And some of the kids drew straight away on their iPads. Some put it in Canva. Some used AI tools. I think Bryce did a little bit of that. But it's not just using AI. We talk about this a lot. It's knowing what to put in the AI and how does it help us and how we can edit from there. And those kind of design decisions are still people heavy.
Yeah, more real life decisions that you would make in the workplace.
Right.
That's great. Well, is there anything that you guys would like to share about working on this project?
I would say that this project, it like helped like my designing process, because my career, I always thought I'd be like a doctor, but like this project, it really like shaped the way I think about graphic designing, and it's like helped shape a way that it might be a path that I would choose instead of like being a doctor or something. So yeah.
I love that you get that opportunity to try it out, and it's not something that, you know, maybe you go to college and you're like, hey, I don't like this. You're getting the opportunity now to actually use those tools that you would use in a professional setting, and that you are offering that to your students is amazing.
Thank you. I think even if they don't necessarily want to do this for a career, those skills that they're learning by using Canva and Procreate and our professional tools and techniques and conversations, they're going to be able to write their resumes better. They're going to be able to create a website for their company. They're going to be able to help out if the workload gets heavy at work and say, hey, I do have some experience with this. I'm comfortable jumping in. And, you know, I know as a teacher, that was a huge focus when I was working in the elementary ages, and now working in middle school again, it's a huge part of my day. It's creating digital things. And so they're going to have that experience that a lot of other kids wouldn't have, or even adults. So,
yeah. So how do you feel about seeing your sticker designs out in Tip City? Because coming soon after we announce it at the dinner, hopefully they're going to be everywhere.
I feel like really good about it. I didn't really think that my stickers would be chosen, but I'm really glad that they were. I mean, I feel like proud of myself.
Bryce had two stickers chosen. Yes. So we're really proud of her. But she, I mean, not one, but two. That's incredible. Yeah.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You both did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The past, present, future.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So who did the past?
I did.
You did. Okay.
I kind of just took an old picture of Tip City and I like made it like a vintage look and like changed the colors a little bit to make it like look older. And then my present one, I kind of was like just looking up ideas like what to do. And then I came up with the idea of proud to call it home. And yeah.
Yeah, and you then, included the water tower, yeah. Which was really neat and kind of iconic in Tip City.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and then I did like the future one. So what the future of Tip looked like in my eyes, like how I view Tip growing and being a bigger and better community and just, yeah.
Well, I love it. You guys did a fantastic job and I can't wait to share these stickers with all of Tip City. Hopefully we'll have them in the pictures of those in the Tippecanoe Gazette. We'll send out a press release and see if we can get you ladies as much recognition as possible because you did a fantastic job and we're so thankful for your partnership.
Yeah, it was a great experience and we look forward to our opportunities to partner together.
Well, that's great because we've got plenty of ideas. All right, well, thank you ladies for coming in and we can't wait to see them.
All right, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
It's a great opportunity again.
Thank you for tuning in to the Downtown Lowdown. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a story behind the storefronts. I'll be back every Wednesday with more conversations about the people, places, and moments that make downtown Tip City special. If something we talked about today sparked your curiosity or you want to dig a little deeper, I encourage you to reach out to the Tippecanoe Gazette editor and share your thoughts or questions. Community conversations matter. And if you love these stories and you want to be part of them, consider becoming a friend of downtown. Your support helps us preserve, promote, and enhance the downtown we all love. Thanks for joining us on the Downtown Lowdown. I'm Tasha Weaver, and until next time, we'll see you downtown.
Podcast, please come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify,
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music,
Apple Podcasts, I think. Yeah,
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.